49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in to our regular season, first regular season edition of Teddy Football. Scott Kegley here with the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson. And Ted, great matchup here. Week one, 49ers and Packers. The way that the Packers season ended was here at Candlestick Park, and now their 2013 season begins again here at the Stick.
You know, Scott, I feel like we must be in the same division. We play the Packers every year, don't we? And last year we played them twice, obviously. And so it is bizarre that this, you know, with the history between these rivals, that it's great that we keep it going now. It's also nice from the 49ers standpoint that last year we got the better of it. Because, as we all know, in the late 90s, when Mr. Favre was in charge, the Packers got the better of the 49ers a few too many times. So now, of course, what's fascinating about this game today is that the Packers have spent the entire offseason with a number just kind of blazed on their forehead, 579.
Yeah.
And they no one's let them forget it. Dom Capers hasn't forgotten it. Their defense hasn't forgotten it. So we're all going to watch and see today what that matchup's like, what the Packers try to do defensively to prevent that from happening. And the 49ers know that the Packers have been preparing to stop Colin. What do the 49ers put out on the field that's going to be a little different offensively?
Yeah, that's really kind of the key. It always seems like Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh kind of are able to stay ahead of what defenses maybe really think that they're going to do. So it's going to be interesting. Are we going to see that read option as heavily as we did in the playoffs?
I'm just guessing, of course, and I think not. And what I really believe at some point here, Scott, we're going to find out, can the 49ers line up when they have the ball and just be the 49ers? Be who we are. Line up and run the ball and be physical and win the line of scrimmage. And at some point, the Packers, I think today, are going to try to line up, probably in the first half, and try to be somebody they haven't been often, which is, can they line up and hand the ball to Eddie Lacy and run a little bit? Because we know, we've seen it, how one-dimensional the Packers have been, again, both games against the 49ers last year. In essence, you know, it's been, 40-some-odd games since they had a 100-yard running back. They haven't had a 1,000-yard runner the last 3 years. Lacy's pretty good. Now, we'll find out, obviously, starting today, the bar gets raised higher for him. But he's the kind of back the Packers haven't had, really, since Ryan Grant a few years back. I have a feeling we're going to find out today, can they line up and just run the ball at the 49ers?
Well, Ted, I mean, it's week one here. We got some great music playing at the Stick. Everybody's fired up here, and as always on Teddy Football, we're going to take a few questions from the fans. We threw this out on Twitter using the hashtag Teddy Football, and Leanna Pons writes in, how big of an impact do you think Eric Reed will have on Sunday? And of course, it's going to be interesting to see how the rookie does his first start. He's starting week one. That's what Trent Baalke and the guys brought him in here to do, is to fill that void by Deshaun Goldson. How do you think he'll perform against a offense that likes to throw the ball?
Yeah, full-on baptism today for Eric Reed, because as we know, in preseason, Eric Reed played a lot, but he didn't see anything that's going to resemble what he will see today. And he's going up against the best quarterback in the league, I think, and a very good group of receivers and a very sophisticated and efficient offense. So he's going to get tested. We know that. The Packers, I'm sure, in the first half are going to run a couple of things to find out, is Eric Reed a rookie? Or does he play a little bit better than a rookie? The nice part, I think, for the 49ers, Scott, we all know this, Dante Whitner has been such a valuable player as being, in essence, the quarterback of the secondary. And that's going to take so much of the burden off Eric Reed's shoulders today. Just as it did for Deshaun, by the way, and allowed Deshaun to be free and be the physical player that he's been. The other thing I remember vividly, Scott, much more about the game at Lambeau last year than the playoff game. The game at Lambeau, the 49ers secondary was physical.
Yeah.
And I felt that really took a toll on the Packers receivers as the game went along. I'm going to be watching for the same thing today. You know, make Jordy Nelson and James Jones, and James Jones is good. He's been a thorn for the 49ers in the past. But make those guys understand there is a toll to pay, as Eric Davis likes to say, for catches.
Yeah, and what we've seen in the preseason, you know, Eric Reed certainly doesn't have any problem hitting people coming across the middle. Final question from Twitter, from @CitizenSyndrome, like the Twitter name there, from Ken Aguilar. Do you foresee Green Bay coming at the 49ers with similar blitz pressure as the Ravens did in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating to see what, in essence, I think the Green Bay defensive equation today comes down to what most teams will decide against Colin this year is, what do you want him to do? Do you want him to be a passer? I mean, I think that's what we saw at the end of the Super Bowl. Baltimore openly said, or through their alignments, basically told, we're going to make you throw the ball to the end zone to beat us. They were putting 10 men up on the line, and you're not going to run it in on us. And I have a feeling that's what the Green Bay Packers' choice is going to be today. Do we want Colin Kaepernick to have the ball in his hand, running the read option, handing it off to Frank Gore, or do we want to make him drop back and beat us throwing the ball? We know Colin can do that, but if you're the defensive team, I think that's the choice you have to make. And I would guess, to me, Green Bay is going to say, go back and beat us as a passer.
Yeah, well, we're off to a good start here, Ted. Week one, Teddy football, we brought the A game for week one. So hopefully the 49ers can do the same. And thanks, as always, for doing this segment with me.
Well, it's a great way to open the season. And we love 49ers.com. Stay with us and keep those questions coming, folks, because it makes our lives so much more fun when we get the interaction with the faithful.